Fingerprints are fine, but if you really want to do a bulletproof job of recording and verifying someone's identity, the solution is as close as the eyes on your face. That, according to Kirit Amin, Chief Information Officer with the State Department's Bureau of Consular Affairs.
I love iris. Iris scanning has come a long way in the last 2 to 3 years. It's not only very accurate, has a smaller footprint than facial recognition, but it's bigger than that. It's non-intrusive. What I mean by non-intrusive today is that both the scanning and enrollment of iris can be done 4 to 6 feet away. Iris in motion is also a reality today.
But Amin told the AFSEA Bethesda Law Enforcement Information Technology Day program that no matter how accurate iris scanning becomes, there's the practical matter that not all Americans who receive passports do so in a place where they can have their eyes scanned.
The problem is we do not have to see every American when you apply for your passport. You can do it by mail, you can do it. If I'm going to start taking your iris, guess what? I'm going to have you come see somewhere. We can do it lots of locations, obviously. It's inconvenient. Americans are going to start screaming. I said, I'm just saying it the way it is, but that's the way to do it. So not they're not doing it, they were just saying change is hard.
Amin told the AFSEA conference that the Bureau of Consular Affairs has a lot of experience using biometrics for identity verification. For one thing, he says, they're sitting on the largest facial recognition database not in the U.S., but in the world.
2 weeks ago, I was in London speaking at the keynote for the annual Global Biometrics Conference, and it was confirmed there once again that we are today. We have 120 million images in our database today. Okay, and we scan against that very, very efficiently, very fast.
Amin says they've gained some important experience with iris scanning by taking advantage of a congressional mandate to issue special immigrant visas to certain Iraqis who have been loyal to the United States during the Iraq War, something he calls a scary prospect. When the program started, he says he approached the Pentagon, which was managing the security side of the special immigrant visa program.
So one of the things we started doing in Baghdad, the DOD has a huge iris database from the theater that they've developed over the 5 or 6 years. So we went into negotiations with the Department of Defense. Says, look, this is what we're going to do. They were thrilled because they said, we have a database, but we don't use it. From that angle, we don't use it. Okay? So we embarked on this pilot in Baghdad, doing also the fingerprints, the facial, as well as the third one, which is iris. And it worked like a charm. So we are now, I'm pushing to do facial and iris and fingerprints across the board.
But Amin also acknowledges that the addition of iris scanning has its challenges to overcome, not the least of which, he says, is bureaucratic intransigence. He says he learned that firsthand when it came to using full facial recognition to confirm identity.
I've been trying to go full facial recognition for passports since I've been there. They wouldn't do it. I was having fights with my passport office. It's not worth it. It's not necessary. Until last year, GAO does a sting operation on the passports. They issue 444. Whoa, wake up call. GAO comes and says, you will do facial recognition. Guess what they're telling me today? I went full passport facial recognition 100% at all agencies this summer. The Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Passport Office stopped me just end of last week, and he says, boy, this is mighty. Because guess what's happening? They're catching people, otherwise they would have issued those passports with facial recognition.
For now, the new electronic passports issued by the State Department use only a digitally scanned full-face photograph and an electronic chip embedded in the passport book or card as a means of verifying the identity of the holder. Amin says that early last month, U.S. Customs and Border Protection experimented with the use of iris scanners to track illegal immigrants as they tried to cross the southern border with Mexico. But it will take an active Congress before the image of the scanned iris becomes an approved biometric for American passports and visas. At the AFSEA Law Enforcement IT Conference in Bethesda, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.